to ATTP.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, folks. Derek, no last name. I couldn't afford the extra lettering. Welcome back. I'm one of your hosts of And That's the Podcast.
I don't think they charge by the letter.
I think they, you go down to the DMV.
I mean, unless you're getting a fucking vanity plate. Then
probably, yeah, I got to charge extra, but I got to cram all those letters on a tiny plate. You ever done it?
Yeah, that was like seven vowels. So we got invoice you.
Check one. Yeah. That's sounding good.
Hopefully. Yeah.
I won't find out until we have to not do the podcast again.
Yeah,
I won't find out till literally the day before when I'm editing.
Technical difficulties, guys. We've had a cyber attack. ATTP.
Nobody wants this to happen.
It seems like the Russians have hacked our podcast.
Yeah, run your Windows update, people. This is officially a notice. If you've been hitting ignore, dismiss, midnight 12:01, bro, just let it run so you can not have anything fuck up your electronics.
Yeah, just quick reminder, make sure you guys log into your VPNs. If you use promo code ATTP, you get 50% off of your porn VPN.
Wow.
Brand new VPN service called Porn VPN. Mm-hmm. You want to watch porn in other countries? Where they go like, suck me blue, suck me blue, you know?
Right. Is this a real thing?
A real thing? Porn VPN. Yeah, if you used promo code ATTP. And that's the porno VPN.
I always wanted to know what porn was like in
Africa,
Indonesia,
right? In the former Czech Republic, right? Give me some shit from 1960. Can a VPN?
Again, that's porn VPN. It's a real thing. Type it in at your school library. It will come up.
Oh man!
Put it in your Safari browser history right now.
It does not work if you use incognito.
Oh man. Were y'all school library people? Like, did y'all hang out at the school library?
Fuck, I look like.
Oh no. Yeah, me neither, guys.
Nah, dang. What's up with all these books?
I remember they always had that real big ass dictionary. What you need a dictionary this goddamn big for? Hey, y'all put some extra shit. What y'all put in here, bro?
Fucking Webster over here freestyling right now? What's going on?
Yeah, y'all wrote a couple of these yourself. Y'all ain't.
Who's read all this, bro?
Yeah.
The guy who wrote this didn't read all this. Big ass dictionary. He's probably fucking never missed a Wordle, bro. He's probably fucking got a 100-day kill streak on Wordle. Kill streak. He does one Wordle at 11:59 and one at 12.
Double kill. KD Richards. <Whoa. laughs>
God damn, bro. You're getting a fucking... You're getting some gamer score for this one.
Yeah. But y'all didn't rock with the school library?
I mean, I liked the library, but I wasn't like a huge reader.
Dang.
So I didn't really go to the library often. I was taking like computer classes, so I would just go into the computer classes and do all my logging in there instead of going to the library to log in.
You know what's a good feature of the library though?
What's that?
Put that book in that slot.
Hey, yes, sir. Returning a book is
buy forever book I didn't fucking read.
I'm telling you. Whoa.
Buy forever book I fucking watched a movie and took the quiz on and fucking failed. Slide down that slide, motherfucker. Right, get you a good slide going.
I was I was always in the library.
I don't like reading the books. I love throwing the books away in a little sheet.
If that was reading, oh my God. Especially if it's like, you know, you mere hours before you start getting late fees accruing. Thank God that's gone.
I was a big fan of making it in right under the window. It's like, hey, it took 7 days. Well, I'm there 6 days, 23 hours.
That was so funny. They really tried to pull that on us. They really, like, before graduation, be like, hey, man, you got these overdue book fees. You ain't going to be able to walk at graduation. And everybody collectively being like, Like, I give a fuck.
Yeah, bro.
You about to work at McDonald's. You don't give me back goosebumps.
Yeah. You don't give me intro you better geology. Take, that's it.
You really going to take me back to eighth grade? Mm-hmm. I got to go back in my Rip Jansport and look for that shit? Hell no.
You just keep taking the grade over and over again. Top of your class. Yeah, I know everything. I know the whole grade.
I've taken all these tests. And they're like, just give them the 70 cent.
I don't know where the book is. How can it be $250,000? Let me go.
Oh, man. I was always in the library, dog. I just like not being in class, so I was in any place where you got to just chill. So library, gym, nurse's office, bro. I was always there having a great time
chilling in the nurse's office.
You could chill so hard in the nurse's office
doing
bro.
What just you watching her take care of
and you just hang out and she's like, oh, you look a little hot, and then you just chill in the nurse's office until lunch.
What the fuck? Your shirt what wait yeah. huh Derek, what
yeah, you know, chilling in the nurse's office dog, like we all like we all did.
Sounds like she missed a diagnosis with you. Why'd you have your shirt on?
Yeah, that's
because I had a fever, dog.
No, bro, you got
sweat so glands. Anyway, the library is a fun time. Learning the table of contents and stuff. Pretty cool.
I'm gonna have to return the sender on that one.
I'm gonna have to put that down the slot.
You know, on the other side of the slot at our school, I remember seeing it one time, bro. It was just a fucking trash can. you slid it down the slot, and it was like, whee! You felt all good. Then you looked behind. It's just a very short slot and then a trash can. I thought it magically, when I was a kid, I remember magically thinking it went through the slot, somehow just ended up back on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there was tubes underneath the library.
Sent every book.
Yeah. Some Robot War stuff, you know. Just
the library.
No,
the
they
future,
just put it in a fucking trash can. Yes. And then a lady with glasses puts it back, mm-hmm. yells at you for talking too loud and having your shirt off.
Well,
sorry,
you know,
I just got out of the nurse's
office. Well, you know what I mean? I was in the nurse's office, so, you know.
Got a good chill going.
Yeah, I got a big chill. Yeah.
Derek's just fucking turning into a zombie.
Oh, yeah, I got a fever. Oh, no.
Got a taste somebody for something specific.
No! Yeah. When would a zombie have gotten me? You're just gushing blood out of your arm. I swear to God!
Yeah. No. Yeah. I only fucked with the library when it was book fair time. That's all.
Yeah,
that's when I pulled out.
Lit it up.
Damn, dog. I'd be hanging out in the library. Having a good time. Reading it up. Shirt off. Oh, really?
You gotta cut this out. You gotta stop
you're
showing up.
Sweating from flipping the pages of that
That's what
dictionary.
I'm saying.
Derek, you're.
She was like, you have a fever.
Derek, you are.
I'm just reading, y'all. It's so quiet.
Ass man,
here.
You should not still be in these libraries at these schools with your shirt off reading books, Derek. You gotta cut it out, though.
I had a fever. I had just eaten a bat. I'm
telling you. Yeah, so go check out your local library. We need more of them. Get your tax dollars
you
working
guys,
that way.
Have you guys been to like just like a public library?
I've been to the one in EAV a few times.
Yeah, I used to go whenever I like had to go print shit out, and we didn't have a printer at our house. Mm-hmm. I would have to go to like the library in town. Because it was the only printer in the state.
10 cent a sheet.
Yeah.
They're making money over there, bro.
Man.
And librarians driving Bentleys. Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, you got a double sided? That'll be 20 cent, broke boy. Skirt off.
Dude, man. Those libraries are so quiet, dude.
I ain't got change for a quarter. You're going to have to give me that big cuz.
You're going to have to come up with that whole quarter.
The whole quarter.
You go to the like back area at the library, and they're all just putting sheets of paper on scales,
bagging it up.
Yeah, I can eyeball a pamphlet from a mile away. He's like, they got staple guns on their waist. Nah, see, we about to have a problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It better all.
You
be
was supposed
there.
To come with them cartridges on Tuesday. Here I am on Thursday, inkless, bro. I got a city to feed. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever, bro. This riff got out of
hand. I think. Yeah, dog, they was making a lot of money, because I remember the public library near my house, we would go, like a bunch of kids in my school would go and print out full color pictures of like Digimon and stuff and put them in binders and then bring them to school, and they would just be constantly doing that. So I know I gave that library at least 100 of my grandma's dollars trying to print up, you know what I mean? Agumon, you know what I mean?
Did yeah, you do that for real? Yo, like with your binders and shit with the little clear
thing? Oh, 100%, bro, yes.
Hell yes, absolutely. Dude, I used to do that too, man. Yeah. I used to print out like Mortal Kombat characters and put them in my shit.
Yeah, absolutely, dog.
That was crazy, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's crazy how much pussy I got, bro. Insane, bro.
Yeah, no.
Get over here.
No, coach. Yeah, I'm thinking we're back.
Which one are y'all?
Which one are y'all?
Oh, man.
Hey y'all, hey, it's glad to be back, man.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, sorry for the extended absence. You know.
Yeah, the computer was messed up.
Yeah, man.
We were in and out of town.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Got busy. You know what I'm saying?
Locked up.
Mm-hmm. Got, you know, yeah, did a little jail time.
You know, my probation officer was tripping.
But, right, right. Mm-hmm. But Chris did it on his head, bro. He back. Listen, stronger than ever. Yeah, Muslim, man. You know.
ate the charges. Ain't none.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He ain't talk.
Yeah.
He did not talk.
Yeah.
It was just him, but
yeah.
He didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't rat on himself.
He didn't snitch on himself, so.
You got to count on yourself first.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, but... But, you know, we're back now. We got to, you know.
We're never, ever taking another break. Ever.
Ever.
I don't think there'll ever be.
You, if we miss another episode, you are allowed to hunt down and kill Chris. That is an ATTP promise.
What was
there
that
is not another episode,
huh?
Sneak up on him, Hitman style, with a garrote wire.
All the snipers outside of Chris's apartment right now.
Yeah.
What? Hold up.
If we miss an episode, you got permission to fire.
Wait. Okay. All right. So real quick,
if you have a cruise missile aimed at Chris's bedroom.
Putin.
What?
Okay. You know that saber you've been rattling? Use it to cut off Chris's head.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Chris, known Ukrainian.
If we miss another episode, you are allowed to.
Man, all right. So that explains those red dots at night.
Yeah, I know. You thought Spencer was playing with the cat.
Yeah.
Those are trained assassins.
Yeah. You thought it was just a bunch of spooky folks.
We got a bunch of fucking Bradley Coopers outside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're ready to make the docuseries.
Mm-hmm,
man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. We're just glad to be back.
I got a fighter jet out there circling.
God
the
damn.
Ghost of West Ridge.
Seven kills. Seven Wordles in a row. They send you a fighter jet. The New York Times sends you a fighter jet. You get seven Wordles in a row.
Oh, whoops, yeah. My bad. The episode is just delayed. It's here. Yeah. It came out on Sunday. It came out at 1 a.m. instead of 12 a.m.
Whoops. Chris, my bad. We're like, no, it did upload. Quick.
Don't take the shot. Don't take the shot.
It's already in the air, sir.
Yeah.
Take off my hat.
My God, we failed it.
Oh, man.
But no, guys, we're back. And we're back. We're feeling good.
Yeah, hey. Man. We just dropped the highly anticipated.
Highly anticipated.
The Fellas Look for the Blunt.
Fellas Look for the Blunt. Mm-hmm.
Finally available on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. It's everywhere. So yes, Pornhub, I pointed up on there.
Hey, that's good.
You know,
Porn VPN.
Yeah, so Porn VPN. Hey. So all of our listeners in Finland, we got you.
Yeah.
If you wanted to watch it on Pornhub in Ibiza.
If
you're in Beijing and you know the internet's a little throttled, don't worry, we got you. Porn VPN.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It was a fun project, man.
Yeah, no, it was really fun to do.
A lot of fun. It was cool how it all came together at the end.
Yeah, and we don't hold anything against ATL film.
Absolutely. So hey,
go. If you guys have the urge to go to their inbox and just send them pictures of, you know, dead animals on the side of the road, don't do that. Hey,
don't.
Hey, don't do that.
Hey, no.
Stop.
Stop.
Why you got that in your car?
Absolutely.
Anyways?
And you know what? If you're upset, I heard from my therapist, write the message out. Right. Yeah. Write it out. Send the attachments. Right. All right. But don't hit send. Delete it. You'll feel
a
lot better.
Put it in your notes app.
Yeah.
Just send them a screenshot of the message. Don't send the message. Yeah. Just send them a screenshot. Like, I was going to send this.
I could have sent this, but then I thought about it and didn't do it. So.
Or send it and then unsend it.
Yeah.
You can do that. You can
send it, then send a follow-up email. Sorry, that was the past me. I'm a changed person.
I've grown.
Yeah.
It's fine, man. I'm glad it's out, man. And
I'm glad folks can see it.
So far, it's been positively received, and that's all that matters, really.
I'm glad
the people that I wanted to like it do like it. The person that does not like it, I found out earlier today, was my mom.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's not like she didn't hate it. She definitely was like, this is fucking stupid.
Right.
She's like, only you can make some shit like this.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Pretty good.
That's that new kidney talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was in between lines.
This don't make no fucking sense. And also, this is ketamine. I am swimming right now.
But that's okay that we didn't get in, you guys, because it's still good. We're going to make more of them. Hey,
yeah.
We might do another film party.
We might just come back, man. No. Shit. Yeah. Might just switch up. Instead, now the blunt looks for us.
I'm telling you, that would be a fun one.
We might make a documentary.
Yeah.
About the blunt looking for us.
Yeah.
The blunt tried and tried and failed. The blunt played All Falls Down in Rockefeller. Everybody hated the blunt.
That's great.
The blunt was just a producer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The blunt was just
that's real cool. You can rap blunt, but I need them beats. Said you was gonna send me the beats.
Little did they know, the blunt was friends with Pharrell.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's crazy. They had that footage of the blunt and Jamie Foxx in the studio when they made the song.
Right.
That shit was insane.
Hey,
we gonna be smoking all night.
Gotta smoke.
Got a light skin blunt. Look like they be sparking.
Look like Rello.
Yeah, light skin blunt.
My man like said you switched your sweet, so you got to prove my man. Yeah,
dark skin look like a white owl.
Yeesh.
Yeah, man.
That's real good, man.
Very good, man. So, yeah, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, it's, you know, it's, one of us has posted it. Mm-hmm. And also,
I just want to say it's not over.
Yeah.
It's not over yet.
We didn't get in.
No, the film party is still happening.
Yes, it is.
But, I don't know, theoretically, a bunch of ATTP fans show up.
Theoretically. All right. Okay, we're doing a play.
Wow, I didn't even think of.
The group of folks pull up. Just right in.
A mob of folks.
Yeah.
I guess the fucking punchline Sunday night comedy. Just to have all of our friends and family coming right. Like Kanye running for the 2020 presidency.
Whoa, yeah. That would be very funny if they were having the film party and then just 100 people in like shirts with a blunt and a question mark. They're like, huh, I wonder what the selection is.
Like, we wouldn't get enough to win, but we'd be able to pull votes away.
Right.
You know, whatever the Joe Biden is. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Probably the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, really, the first one. Yeah, so it's good. And it's fun to make. So I'm glad we did. Go check it out.
Yeah, it's great, man. And, you know, we got some other ideas that we're kicking around. And, you know, it's the first of many.
Yeah, look for more fingers sketches. Yeah. From
Dang, we really do need, like, a ladies' night type thing back, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Because them Yeet sketches would have been great for it, too.
Yeah, that's right. Young Man Sandal. Sketches.
Yeah, man. Zay
Jordan. And they dropped Yeet. We went over to the old Yeet show of the
Shout
out to Man Sandal Man.
Yeah, phenomenal. Shout out Tevin the Mandel Man Williams. Super shout out great. Zay Jordan. Mm-hmm. That thing was great. Everyone on the show.
Mm-hmm. Murdered.
Great time. Just Yeet, my man. Just had this folks breakdancing for 5 full minutes.
An insane thing. 5 full minutes of breakdancing and gospel music. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
It was a great time, man. It was a fucking full-house weekend. That man, Andy Sanford.
Mm-hmm.
Sanford.
Oh, I didn't get to pull up to that.
New album.
Yeah, he was very upset, man.
Basket I'm sorry, case, fellow.
I think is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if that's...
The title?
I don't know if I should say that. I don't know.
I mean, probably. If you're right, then boom. We just promoted his album, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, in case you guys missed it, it's called Andy Sanford. The fellas look for the blunt.
And
apparently he just put it on YouTube?
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. That was a preview on YouTube. Just type in the followers. Yeah,
and it's also on TikTok and Instagram. Shout out Andy Sanford, man.
Yeah. Way to go. Andy Sanford's out. The fellas find the blunt. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Fucking full ass weekend, man.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, pretty good.
Ate some damn Vortex. Mm-hmm. That was good.
No, I was in there going crazy.
Yeah, man.
Hey, what did I do up until that point?
Damn.
No, yeah, I was just working on all the shit. Yeah, and then the weekend came.
Yeah, we went to 529 open mic.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Return to the grind.
Yeah.
Return to where it started. The beginning of the end. Yeah, it was actually a little fun time, man. It was cool to watch it, man.
Yeah.
Damn, man. Damn. Like getting back.
It's feeling good. It's March. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody's getting
to be warm. You know,
everybody's getting ready.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's you getting know, all
COVID's
hot.
COVID's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's peace in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's literally no war anymore. So.
Yeah, we really
actually had moved.
Yes.
It moved?
Mm. Yeah, it went from like the normal war spot. It went
north?
East.
East. Where are we at?
Northeast.
Northeast? Where are we at?
The west.
All right, I'm fine with it.
Okay. All right, cool.
I guess we're also east of them.
What?
Well, the world is round.
Right.
So I guess we're not that far away.
Sure. So let me ask you this. should I move or should I stay put right here? You think it's going to come over here? You think all that, you know, bad stuff, you think it's going to end up coming over here, or you think I'm good to just chill out and just like kind of like ignore it until it goes away? You know what I mean? Kind of like an ice cube that you drop.
I think if you are going to move, it should be in search of the blunt. The fellas
look for the blunt. Now available on wherever you watch your content.
Yeah, wherever you get your content, it's there. It's up. We're sharing it. You know.
No, I think you're fine, man. I don't think it's going to come over here.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, man. That's going to be crazy when it... That's going to suck, man, when... When America starts having home war, right now they're playing a lot of away games.
No way!
And they have one
so
of these
many away games.
Dude, oh man! Mostly away games.
Dude, imagine them just duking it out in Wyoming. Oh man,
that's gonna be terrifying, bro.
Fuck that!
Yeah,
it's gonna suck. Yeah. I hope not.
But I've been getting fucking nice at Halo.
Dude, we're gonna strap you in. Get you in one of those the control room.
Apparently, you don't have to go if you're over 26. I think we're all good.
Hey, hell yeah!
I mean, I just turned 13.
So. Oh shit!
This is not.
They did say they're lowering the age to 13.
Bad news.
Bad news. I'm on the phone.
You're a general.
Hello, the army. We got another one.
Damn.
Hello, man. Snipers. Yeah, I'm gonna call it off. Yeah, it turns out he's your boss now.
Yeah.
This summer, they were sent to assassinate a guy who ended up being their 13-year-old boss.
Coming soon from Paramount Pictures. Kid General. Son, you gotta get up and go to war. Oh, Mom, 5 more minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why aren't we getting any orders? He was just an everyday kid until he became a general.
Somebody busts in the bathroom with a gun on him. Hold on, I'm brushing my teeth. He rinses his mouth out, kills the guy.
Sir, are you okay?
I hate my...
Kid General.
Oh my god.
I just love this. This is so dumb. Just him. He's just wearing a helmet that's way too big for him. He's trying to knock it out of his eyes.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
He's just batting around like, that kid's an American hero. There.
He's friends with Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh man,
when are we gonna save people money on auto insurance? Never. I'm trying to win a war, Shaq. I told you.
Yeah. I can't even drive, Shaq. I don't need auto insurance.
Look out.
He's poor
chopper gunner.
It turns out the entire time he's fighting the war, but he's really fighting the war for this young lady's heart. do you think if I take over this territory, she'll like me?
Yeah.
Will you go to prom with me in the bomb shelter?
Oh, Kid General. I never knew how cool you were until you took that big-ass helmet off.
I think going to the prom would be a good way for me to get over my parents' death.
Shh. Yeah. You had me at seas. You had me at surrender.
Yeah.
He's in the fucking... He's in a tank. Oh, my God. Somebody just took us out with a balloon filled with paint.
Oh, my God, bro.
He goes to the war field just dropping marbles.
This four fail's about to get a little unconventional.
Just flipping on marble. It rated PG-13. Yeah.
Who poured syrup on our AR-15?
Rated PG-13 for tobacco use and suggested
Guys, I think we got our sequel.
We got another hit on our hands. Whoa.
Good general.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That's so good.
Oh, man. That's fun. Ooh.
Man. Kid General. Shout out.
Dang, y'all. Daylight Savings Time's coming up. It's next Sunday.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. We're
really? This snuck going, up on
We're going spring forward. No.
I thought we'd go back an hour.
Spring forward, fall back.
Oh, so we're losing an hour.
Yep.
Oh, no. Well, that's terrible. I thought we were getting an extra hour.
Well, the sun's out longer, yeah?
Now it is, yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be even longer. Like, right now, it's like, what, 8-something? Shit. Next week, it's going to be looking like damn 2 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be crazy, good, bro. I'm wearing shorts this summer. I'm very excited.
What is daylight savings time for, anyways? Why do we do that? Is it just like to reset the earth or some shit? Is it kind of like how you like sometime when the power goes out and you like just have like the 12 just flash on your oven?
It's because imagine you had a pie.
Okay, got a pie. I like this pie.
And you cut it up into 24 slices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a lot of slices, but I can do it.
And to eat the slice, you need... Everybody gets a pie.
Mm-hmm. I still got this pie.
But you gotta be a... You need a hustler. You gotta be billionaire mindset.
Billionaire mindset with a pie.
Gotta grind.
Got it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Because everybody gets the same one.
But
in
pie?
Order to do the most, you need to have the most pie.
Okay. I'm still imagining I got this pie, and I think I'm about to eat it. Can I eat this pie?
If you're a grinder.
And that's the meaning of daylight savings time.
Yeah, I think we figured it out, guys.
I saw that. There was like a video that a bunch of people shared on Facebook. I'll never forget one time that was like, this is why every billionaire gets up early. And that was the explanation. Like, imagine you have a freaking pie. And if you wake up early, you can have more pie. And that's how to wake up early and be a grinder.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it was fucking
ridiculous. I don't like
that. It was really stupid.
I don't like that. It's like, oh, yeah, I wake up early. And that's why I'm so successful. It's like, nah, man. I don't think those two will equate.
I think it was something to do with your... fairly rich parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a lot of free time where you can just, you know, you can bullshit for like the first 6 hours of your day where you don't have to immediately go straight to work as soon as you wake up.
I think it was a lot of cosmic chance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's all a simulation.
Absolutely.
Remember Kate Spade?
Kate Spade?
Never mind.
The bag?
Yeah.
The Birkin bag? The baddie?
Yeah.
The Birkin bag baddie? Kate Spade, she's that bitch that hung herself, bro.
Yeah.
Did she hang herself or did she shoot herself up? Which one she do? Oh, damn. Poetic.
Yeah.
I should talk about it like this. I have no idea. I know nothing about this. She has like, you know, like a whole fashion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, designer.
Yeah, what are some fun Kate Spade facts?
She has the shit with like the giant O donut. She has some shit that had like 666 on it.
Okay.
One of the back of the shirts that kill people bird shit fucks. I think that was her.
That was Kate
Spade. I think she calls it golf.
Yeah. Yeah, Kate Spade's golf line, you know.
Yeah, a whole bunch of cats and shit. I don't know. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Upside down crosses.
Mm-hmm. She wants to fill a house with a bunch of Leo DeCaps and Cole Sprouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's good, man. Yeah, I don't know.
Do they still make Kate Spade?
Yeah. There's still Kate Spade stores.
Yeah.
But she's...
Yeah, but her name's like a brand.
Mm-hmm. Like Marc Jacobs or Banana Republic.
Ralph Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
All those people are alive.
What?
Ralph Lauren, right? That man alive.
Yeah, but it's if he died, Banana Republic. Still be Ralph
Lauren. Yeah, Tommy Hilfiger. You know, he's still kicking, I think.
But like Gucci's not alive.
Gucci? Gucci Mane, what happened to him?
No, Gucci, like whoever Gucci was, Versace. I guess. I don't know. All the fashion designers, they're not all alive.
Yeah. What about Hanes? Is my man Hanes still kicking?
Yeah. is my man Levi 501?
Levi's never dead. Levi was fucking the 1700s.
When Levi created denim.
Yeah, man. They've been around for a long time. If he was still alive, he'd be a fucking sea turtle. No, Levi got took out by Kid General. Sir. If we bomb that plant, everybody in the denim factory will die.
I know.
Why them? Why are they a target?
Algebra.
If I don't pass this class, I can't go to the pizza party.
Kid General's mom takes some jean shopping, and he's like, I hate it. I hate it so much.
Why don't they make stuff that's both husky and short? I'm a stocky boy. Kill them all.
Goddamn, Kid General. You are something up.
Goddamn, Kid General. A lot of civilians.
I didn't want new jeans.
Kid General.
I'm going to the pizza party in pajamas.
That was a thing they did in the school, didn't they? They had like pajama days. You guys in school do that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy, man.
Kids, that was we would do
that whole Spirit Week was.
We would do something like that every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And y'all just show up in your pajamas every Friday?
Whoa.
What kind of school you going to?
I would be in the nurse's office, right? And they're like, hey. You should wear some pajamas this Friday.
Derek, I feel like you're about to uncover a memory you should have locked.
You know, we all did it. You know, whenever you were hanging out in the library with your fifth fever of the week, you'd put on some pajamas. Anyway, yeah, I remember pajama party.
Yeah.
Dude, we had a dress code where you couldn't wear hats.
Yeah, that was a stupid one.
Oh.
Which you didn't, I don't know.
Like any hat?
You couldn't wear a hat. Oh, but on Fridays... You could wear a hat, but you had to pay $1.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Fucking insane. Yeah. What were they doing? The teachers were pocketing that.
Bro. They had to have been, right? We would turn it into the teacher when, like, it was $2 to wear, not the uniform or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just give it to the teacher.
Then
they're supposed to give it to.
What am I doing paying $1? To wear a hat, I'll just carry the hat around and show you the hat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. I guess they really were just getting a little money out of us.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they don't.
You guys ever do any fundraiser? You guys ever do any of those? That went straight into Coach McCallahan's pocket.
Oh.
That's probably it.
Whoa. Yeah, I did a ton of fundraisers. I did jump rope for Heart. Mm-hmm. I did.
Yep.
The fucking thing where you sell candy to folks outside of Kroger. Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep. You're just paying for your science teacher's cocaine habit.
That's crazy.
Because science teacher can afford no goddamn cocaine. Yeah,
that's why they got this fucking lab. They got to make it themselves. Big baking soda. I got baking soda.
Because you smoke crack, Dr. Johnson. You're addicted to crack.
I think you mean sodium chloride. I was like, no, it's not. It's crack cocaine.
You fail, kid general.
People taste his cake, just fucking drops to the entire fucking school.
Man, have I everything to say about it?
Yeah, I fail. I know real scientists.
I took over the entire southeastern United States, but I can't pass chemistry.
Man, I'm gonna be so upset if on SNL next week they got a skit called I'll be so angry. Played by Tom Holland.
Is that who's hosting, or he's just saying?
No, I'm just saying. I don't know who's hosting.
I don't either.
Shit, I think it might be Derek.
They get Andrew.
Wait, what? What?
Have you checked your schedule recently? You might be hosting SNL this Saturday.
Oh, shit. Am I supposed to? Do I got something Saturday? Oh, shit. It's Saturday Night Live. Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably going to skip that shit.
Yeah, I just go to hang out.
Yeah. That'd be it.
Yeah. Maybe one day Lauren throws me up.
Right. You haven't seen you come out, bro. I'm going to get you up it.
That's the thing, man. You keep showing up. Make sure you show your face. They'll get you up.
Evan, you know, Beck Bennett is running a little late. Do you want to play juror number 4?
Yeah, I mean, I got you, but I'm going to kill it.
Yeah. They post in the fucking SNL comedy group. Hey, had a great sketch. Just throw number 4. Get him in more sketches.
Gets 100 likes, which nobody books you.
Yeah. Gets a lot of likes, but you...
So, yeah, we couldn't get you on the main show, but we get you in a digital short.
Man, fuck!
Yeah, bro. They only make me do digital shorts. Shit.
These keep getting cut for time.
I'm telling you, bro. Everybody,
I can make a YouTube video myself, Lauren.
Oh, boy. Dude.
Beautiful, man. I'm happy that we're back doing it.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Yeah, man. I feel good. I feel like we're getting back to our what they say, back to the beginning. You know how we got back to reality. It's crazy, man. What is it, like 2 weeks?
Which one of y'all is going home with my wife?
Which one of y'all is going to home with my wife?
His wife.
Yeah, man.
Is it you? It's all right.
Listener, what do you want to talk about? What do you want us? We're listening. Say it out loud. What do you want us to talk about? You got to speak up.
A lot of people said Ukraine.
Yeah, they were like.
Well,
I feel like we already covered that, but it's like, I guess it is what's in the news.
Mm-hmm.
Well, depends on which news you want.
Yeah. Are you watching the correct news?
But also, since this drops
Sunday,
yeah,
it could be over.
It could be over.
For sure.
That's the thing, man. It should always just be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they just give up. And you know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I want to give up.
You know which bumper sticker you got in your car right now?
You know who should lay down their arms. It's like, hey, guys, enough.
Yeah. Cut it out.
Yeah.
Kid General did this in season 1.
Kid General's military operation.
I can't go overseas. I don't have my kid passport.
Oh, gee. You said it's where?
Right now, Mr. President. I just won the war on our soil.
Man. The more we talk about it, the more I just want this to be so real. Man. Yeah, man. Well, what are we doing this weekend, man?
Well, oh, dang.
What? Oh, wait. That's right, Derek. You hosted.
Yeah. Hey, that was a good-ass time last night at 5 to 9. Hey, Dedrick absolutely snapped. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all for coming out. Mm-hmm. I got all drunk. I danced it up. Mm-hmm. Bro, I found $20. Bro, I lost $6,000. It was a good-ass good time. You shouldn't have bet against
him. He's never lost. That was a wild thing.
Yeah, I was making some crazy picks. You know, I was in it. I was in a good mood. So, yeah, thank y'all for coming out to that last night. It was very fun.
Hey, crazy, man. I pulled up to the ATL Field Party, and it turns out that we actually did won. All the ATDPers showed up and filled up the ballots with the fellas look for the blood, which was pretty awesome.
All the other films laid down their swords. I don't know why they had swords.
But yeah, it was crazy.
I guess they thought it was some sort of battle royale.
It's crazy. Yeah, they all the different films, they fought each other to the death, and then we won. It's crazy.
It was very funny.
Well, it sucks for those, you know, RP to the families and whatnot. But you know,
yeah. But
we pulled out that W.
But I found some husky jeans.
Yeah.
They're also short.
Yeah. So we got Kid General looking very nice for prom.
I think he's gonna get a smooch.
Kid General Junior prom. Everyone's just to either side of the wall. He's like, I should go over there, right? Kid General, this needs your attention now. We are losing troops. I should go over there, right?
She needs my attention. They're about to play my favorite rapper, Tyga.
Kid General. The special guest of the episode is rapper Tyga.
I guess to young people, Tyga's like a rapper.
Tyga's rapping at the prom.
Yeah, pass me the hookah. This is not a Young Thug song. No, it's a Tyga song. I love.
Tyga pulls up on Kid General. You just need to tell how you feel, man. It's what on the inside that counts, bro.
Thank you, Tyga. I like your bucket hat.
Yeah.
In my head, he's always got a bucket hat.
Yeah, he does. Love a bucket hat, bro. That is.
Very, very cool. Oh man, I would be so pissed off if this audio recording is fucked up. I would be my God. So mad.
Oh no,
I'll probably quit the podcast if that happens. No, I'm just kidding. I think we're good. Though. It all looks great. Oh, it looks great. It feels good.
Yeah.
It feels good in my heart.
Man. It's good. It's good to be back. Mm-hmm. I like the podcast, man.
Yeah.
I like doing it.
It's fun.
I like
it's a great time.
Getting on the beat and saying whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
I like coming on here and denouncing, you know.
Bugs Bunny.
And
Daffy Duck.
And Daffy and Bugs and Elmira.
It's a Tweety Bird.
And Elmer. Fuck.
Nah.
It's a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Getting to chop it up.
It's crazy, man. We were gone for an entire fortnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but we're back.
And you know what?
We'll never leave again.
We'll never leave again.
Depends on it.
Yeah. If you guys want more Chris's Lave, you want more, and that's the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, this is great. No pressure.
I mean, shit, not for us. Shit, not for them snipers. They've done this 100 times. The Kid General said them.
Man. Oh, wait, that's right. You guys went and saw that damn, you guys watched Spider-Man's.
Spider-Man.
Right? Yeah, yeah, we did. We did. Switch.
Flick, spring, flick, spring. Web canister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was good.
Wait, which one was this? No Way Home.
Duh.
No Way Out.
What was it?
No Way Home.
No Way Home.
No Way. That was. I only remember that because of that. Because of that tweet that said MFs watch Spider-Man with no car. Bro, you got no way. Hall of Fame fucking tweet right there.
That is a heater.
Fucking put that on a plaque.
That is.
That tweet was better than the movie.
Yeah. Oh, bro. That was fun.
That's real good. That's some good content right there, man.
But yeah.
But that was a good movie, Jamie Foxx.
The movie was good.
Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. Yeah, Jamie Foxx, Willem Dafoe for sure.
Willem Dafoe was evil, bro.
Yeah, yeah, he was. Bro, Andrew Garfield, he was in that thing. Hilarious. Mm-hmm.
Tobey Maguire, old.
Mm-hmm. Old Tobey Maguire.
Old motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
Does he look old now? I was
he looks.
Sure. Yeah. How old is he? He's probably like in his 40s.
40s, bro.
Is he Tom Holland's dad in real life?
he changed his last name so he didn't get, you know, accused of nepotism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tom McGuire.
I mean, I don't love the Tom Holland kid, but people have been saying that the fucking movie he's in with Mark Wahlberg is good.
Uncharted?
Mm-hmm. Well, not good, but, you know, not bad.
Okay.
So what are they saying? They're just saying it's all right?
They're just saying, bro, they expect it to be worse, and it's not.
Y'all saw that. Is that what Channing Tatum is in the movie now?
Yeah, he's with Sandra Bullock in this movie where he plays the model.
No, he's in another one called Dog.
Oh, yeah. I think that's their answer to Pig, the Nicolas Cage
movie. Yeah. The dog sniffs for truffles.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of want to go see that Bullock Tatum movie because my man Brad Pitt's in that one too. What is that movie called? I know it's going to be so stupid and bad, but
I don't know. Yeah, it looks good. Where the book?
Yeah, where he plays like the cover model. And yeah, he goes and tries to find the actual author.
Yeah. And it's got crazy rich guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to go check that out, man.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm down
to watch that for sure.
I'm down to, man.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about it. I was like, man, I feel like all like the bad movies left, you know? But I'm like, oh, no, this movie with Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum is probably going to be very bad.
Oh, bad movies come out all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I found that out. But, you know, like that movie Jexy with Adam Devine?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great.
Rotten Punches.
That was a very fun movie. You know,
very fun.
Very stupid, but very fun to watch.
Yeah. I've watched it 3 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The part where he has sex, then he gets magically really good at kickball.
Yeah.
Throwing people out and diving through air.
Mm-hmm.
Such a funny scene.
Damn, man. That's crazy. And also, what's also pretty interesting is that you listen to this on the day it comes out. If you go to the AMC Madison Yards off of Memorial,
AMC Madison Yards,
they are showing a special preview of The Fellas Look for the Blunt at 3:47, and it's ending at 3:50.
So not on a screen or anything. Chris is just going to be there with his
I'm going to be there. We all can gather around in the lobby. You don't have to buy a ticket.
Yeah, they'll let you hang out.
What they are showing on one of the big screens. Kid General.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
The blockbuster event of the summer.
Biopic about a young general. Thrust into a role of power he was not ready for. When he
slept. Kid General has to give a mission statement to his soldier, but he has a boner that he's trying to hide the entire time.
Sir, you have to address the troops right now.
Yeah, do you have a pack of frozen peas or something?
Sir, your surgeons need to hear from you.
Yeah. Kid General?
Flick it up inside the waistband of your waistband.
Thanks, Shaq.
My first commander, Shaq.
Commander in chief, Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh man. Yeah, man.
Check, all you have to do to prevent nuclear holocaust is get this round spherical object into that hoop over there. It's about a free throw range. You have 10 seconds before the world explodes.
Yeah, he's like, don't worry.
Start saying y'all goodbye.
Just want you to know, Kid General, I always went to you to save some time.
Kid General's like, I believe in you. You can do it, Shaq.
I don't think you understand.
You might want to go ahead and send them text messages real quick.
I don't know anything about basketball. Yeah. But I remember a lot of people making fun of Shaq for not being
able to. Yeah, no, centers generally aren't.
Yeah, that was how they open up the Scam Movie 3 with him.
Oh, yeah, the Saw thing.
Yeah. And now he owns a chain of Krispy Kreme donuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One here on Pots.
Imagine he's
burning down.
Yeah. Imagine he takes the free throw and it just cuts to the nuclear explosion.
And that's the end of Euphoria season 3.
You know what I was thinking about, man? I was thinking about this the other day when I was watching Euphoria. I was like, man, imagine being the kid that went to that high school. And you in detention for being late to class. Imagine you just got so many tardies. Meanwhile, this girl is fucking dozing off in the middle of class off of fentanyl and shit.
Yeah,
you're in trouble for plagiarism.
You got in trouble for copy and paste that Wikipedia article. This other
guy's framing a guy for rape.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We got to make an example out of you.
Oh, all right, y'all.
Yeah, y'all want to get up out of here, folks?
Where we at here?
We are like 56.
56, yeah.
We can fucking, you know what?
I have to actually go watch the season finale of Euphoria. I haven't seen it yet.
Hey, so.
Spoiler alert, Kid General gets a little out of control.
Yeah.
That's the next season. Kid General's going to actually be played by Tom Holland.
Well, what the heck? I hate when they make 13-year-olds 29. Why is this 13-year-old got six-pack abs? Oh, get me out of the theater.
Yeah, man. Turn to form, y'all. Thanks. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Excuse me. I didn't mean to just straight up burp into the microphone. I've been drinking some coffee, man.
Better out than pins, I always spray. I don't know.
What the fuck you just said?
Yeah, I was going to say, yo.
Come on, guys.
Evan,
I ruined the podcast.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I liked it so much until that.
Somebody just fucking flipped their car over.
I, myself, as a gangster librarian, was made a living off of 10-cent prints, found this a relatable episode. And my kid's a general. I related to everything except for that poor attempt at turn of phrase.
Man, when the ice stinks again, you know.
Oh, wait. Give us 5 stars on Spotify.
Yeah.
Give us 5 stars on Spotify and an Apple review.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we really do like reading it, man.
Yeah, we like reading them. They're very nice. And if you write them, other people read them, and then they listen.
Yeah.
And it's like, then you get to read theirs.
And you know what, man?
It boosted an algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw this out there. We have an email address that I just use just to upload the podcast stuff. And, oh, shit, what is the email? I think it's and that's the podcast at Gmail. I think if that's the podcast, send anything to that. Shit, man.
Yeah, anything you want.
Damn. Anything. Shit, you got to fucking sign up for one of them Chinese websites, man. Just use and that's the podcast.
You're trying to sign up for your three free credits.
Yeah, if you're trying
credits on NBC.com.
Yeah, man, you were trying to use your free trial for porn VPN. Yeah. Just type and that's the podcast.
Yeah, you're trying to get some anonymous blue chew delivered to you.
Yeah. And that's the podcast. At gmail.com.
Wait, why wouldn't you call it and that's the email?
We're gonna come back better than ever. Guys, thanks again for listening.
The podcast.
I like leaving you guys with nothing.